to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th, yes, it certainly is, if I can get out 11th, of April 2007. And I'd like to thank Hesham Talawi for filling in for me, and also Michael Herzog, also Michael Collins Piper, and I wanted Michael to bring up Chris Plethrick from the American Free Press, but he was sick. I lost something here. Okay, quit punching buttons. No, I lost me. I don't know if I lost them, but I lost me. The other day on the air, I just, for some unknown reason, folks, just couldn't continue the program. Don't know what it is. Went to a doctor, blood tests. They're doing all that stuff. Hey, I'm still here. Every day alive on planet Earth is a gift. So everybody out there, even though we have our problems, enjoy it. I think, ladies and gentlemen, there is too much focusing on a negative, and I don't think that we're paying enough attention to the positive. Because there are battles to be fought and to be won, and ultimately the war that's been foisted upon us, not upon them, is the globalists, the global elite, the people that actually believe, ladies and gentlemen, in their own minds, that any form of government, any representative form of government, it doesn't matter, that the people that are pulling the strings, that have finagled their way into control and manipulation worldwide for the object of globalism, that these people know best. And they actually believe this, that we are just the sheeple out there, we are just the masses, we're a bunch of useless eaters in many cases. Life is not high on their priority, except their own, of course, or anybody that's feeding their machine. But for the most part, about 75% of us on planet Earth, we're useless to them. For what they have planned, a quarter or 30% of the Earth's remaining population will do just fine. And, of course, we'll get to be cattle slaves to them, or chattel slaves, I should say. And but the plus side with eliminating about 75% of the Earth's population is that, well, there's less to keep an eye on, isn't there? I've got Alan Watt coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to run the gamut. There's a lot going on, a lot of what you know, some of what you may not know. We will fill in the gaps. We will give information. We will take phone calls. We'll take your questions and or suggestions. And anything that comes over the airwaves in the next 2 hours, it's a Friday, folks. Alan Watt with us in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. And I have Alan Watt with me. And Alan, I do believe you're from Astaire, Ontario, Canada. Is that not correct?
That's right, yep.
I don't think I've ever had you on the program before.
No, you haven't.
And I've Michael Herzog, I guess, had you on recently, and you're going to be back on his program here real soon.
Yes.
And he said, you got to get this guy on. You got to get him on. Well, here you are, and he says that you've gone down the rabbit hole, so to speak, and you know exactly what's going on with the globalism and all their little projects and everything else. If you can, as much as you can, what's your background? I didn't even get a bio on you, sir.
I've written books in the past on history. I've also got quite a history as a singer, a songwriter too, and a session guitarist as well, and also books out in poetry and history.
History is what a lot of people don't seem to remember, and I don't know if this is convenient because we're just too busy trying to repeat the mistakes of others, but I remember Alan, a friend of mine, had above his desk, it was a word of caution, and I guess a philosophy of life. Pay attention to the mistakes of others because you don't quite possibly have enough time in your life to repeat them and do them all yourself. So learn from the mistakes of others. And I think history is a good teacher on that. But that's something that is not really put into a philosophy. for anybody anymore.
And not for the ordinary people, that's true. However, it's always taught to the elite themselves because they have archives of history. They don't have public libraries. Public libraries are for the unwashed masses at the bottom.
And
if you want power, you hold on to power because knowledge is power, you see.
And, well, of course, we have libraries, and it's handy for reference materials or current history or entertainment value. Yeah. But, yeah, you're correct. There's a lot of history that is yet to be discovered because it's been in the hands of those that, well, don't want anybody else to know what's going on.
That's a fact. They really started to hide history towards the beginning, towards the end of the 1800s and the beginning of the 1900s. After 1920, everything was completely whitewashed, altered. Lots of history was taken out when books were republished in new editions. They just put the history down the memory hole that Orwell talked about, never to be seen again. And of course, then you have the an edited version with all the good bits, the reasons for things happening, taken out of them, and you're left with nothing but battles and dates and winners and losers.
You can watch the History Channel and pretty much find that out. I was thinking in terms of Iraq. You have written a lot on history, and I'm sure that you're familiar with some of the history of Iraq. And these aren't a bunch of towel head wearing sand people, nomadics, uneducated, backwards type people. Some of the history that you have come across on Iraq, and I've always warned people about this, that I do believe that they were the first organized society on this planet to actually have electric lighting in the streets as a public utility, if you will. Mathematics, engineering. In Iraq, many thousands of years ago, they developed hydraulics, and those very same principles are in practice today. So this is not exactly a backwards nation.
No, not at all. No, not at all. It's all part of old ancient Persia from Iran right through Iraq. And they certainly were the leaders of the ancient world. They were the New York of their day. The New York Empire is almost based on it, in fact, same sort of thing, commerce, trade, the intellectual industry, the business industry. It was all based in old Babylon, of course. So they had a tremendous history, and they were the scientists of their day as well.
Well, and I noticed with our foray, of course, if you look at the Middle East right now in its current configuration, that's thanks to the British Empire and their tinkering in the Middle East.
Yeah.
We come on their heels to further take care of business in the Middle East. And it seems to me that just watching the American, if you can use the term, expeditions into Iraq, it seemed to me that the robbing and the pillaging that was going on, yeah, some of it was aimed after plunder, but most of it that I saw was going after its history and its historic values and basically robbing that country of its own history and relics and artifacts.
Yeah, it's actually organized. It was organized. There was even a documentary special put out in Canada on the CBC just prior, about a month prior to the invasion of Iraq. And it was about a man in New York who was a multi-billionaire who was arranging to sell all the artifacts in the main museum in Baghdad to private holders worldwide. He was taking bids on them. He was confident he would get them. And sure enough, when the American military went in with the CIA with them, that whole place was looted. And every item that he had on his list just happened to disappear. So you certainly do have organized crime at the top, beginning with the CIA.
Well, and we don't have to go back too many years. I think 1953 for Iran was a magical year for them with the installation of the Shah of Iran.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And long before that, even. I mean, Winston Churchill in the 1920s and again in the 1930s in books that were ghostwritten for him. None of these guys write their own books, but it was ghostwritten for him. He said that eventually they'd have to go in there and take over that whole area because of oil, all the oil that was present towards the north, towards where Kuwait is. They'd have to eventually go in there and confiscate all the property for the oil itself. But more than that, they had a plan for a regionalization of the planet back in the late 1800s in Britain, and they wanted a united Europe. That was part of the Cecil Rhodes agenda, a united Americas, and also the need to get Africa, including the north of Africa, united as well through revolutions. And, of course, we know now that Britain was pretty well behind even Nelson Mandela's push to take over the African continent, really, with the ANC.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating? Isn't it fascinating that every time that we have any dealings, have any influence, militarily, economically, whatever, diplomatically, it doesn't. That seems to be a thing of the past now. Now it's diplomacy at the point of a gun. But it seems that everywhere that the Americans have gone on this planet, just the wrong kind of people are installed in power.
Yes, it just happens that way, isn't it? It's such amazing coincidence. However, they have their usefulness for a time, and old Saddam had his usefulness for a time. You see, the USA put him in, backed him, gave him all the armaments. In fact, Rumsfeld was the leg man who came over with the money and the poison gases that they put over Iran. And because Rumsfeld has always been involved in politics and the chemical industry, you'll notice, especially the warfare side of it. And it's so ironical that Rumsfeld just happens to be one of the boys in power with Bush when they end up going out to take out Saddam. He served his purpose. It was over.
Well, and it served its purpose as long as we were selling them weapons of mass destruction to use against the Iranians.
That's it.
Yeah. Just recently, Ahmad Janabi out of the Al Jazeera online version came out and said that a law is being considered by the Iraqi parliament, and again, this is people that are installed in power that are conducive to the United States' aims. They said that this would enable the U.S. companies to take control of Iraq's oil industry, and a proposed bill approved by the Iraqi government, this is back in February after months of wrangling, opens the country's oil sector to foreign investors 35 years after it was nationalized. And according to Ramzi Salman, an Iraqi economist who worked in the Iraqi oil ministry for some 30 years, he said this law is designed for the benefit of the U.S. oil companies.
Mm-hmm. What a surprise, though, eh?
Yeah, I mean,
what a surprise. But, you know, it was on the CBC here as well when there were the U.S. Air Force was demolishing the old oil wells, which they said were antiquated. They already had the plans to use American taxpayers' money to build brand new refineries, modern ones, which then would be given to Halliburton. You know, and so this is just the big boys and their business schemes. War is just a business to them, and so is government.
Well, and I've said this before, Alan, and I wanted to get your take on this. After looking at our adventurism here in Iraq back in the early 90s and again in the year 2000, I'm looking at this and I'm feeling more and more that this is a grand wag-the-dog scenario, which would tie up a lot of energy, a lot of resources, the myopic focus of the American people on what's being presented to them on the mainstream media. And I've looked at this situation, Alan, and I've thought to myself, what a perfect wag-the-dog scenario, because they need some time to further the globalists, that is, hijack the United States, and what a perfect cover in which to do it.
Yeah, well, what you're seeing, we're seeing is like many, many prongs or spokes of a wheel all coming towards the hub at the same time from so many directions. And we are the hub. The people are the hub. You have all these networking companies, organizations, foundations, the great foundations, NGO groups, which are authorized by the United Nations, all coming together into a new society where we're going to be controlled from birth to death and told what to do by experts.
Experts, the people that don't really care about human life. It's us proverbial rats in the maze here, or running in the treadmill that they need for right now. But their plans are to eliminate quite a few of us, of course, to cull that herd to make it more manageable for resource and control in general. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We are back. You know, timely phone calls. That was a realtor that just called me. Folks, our lease is not going to be renewed here. And we have, according to the landlords, we have about 60 days in which to vacate. Well, that's nigh on an impossibility, and you better bring the National Guard because you can't move a network in 60 days. Oh, if you have everything all set up, oh, that's not a problem. But when somebody tells you that they're not renewing your lease and they do that 6 days before the termination of the 3-year lease? Nah. Especially when you tell your landlord 3 months ago, hey, the lease is coming up. Oh, don't worry. It's been a banner year here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a banner year. We're talking with Alan Watt here today, and we're covering a myriad of subjects. We will also entertain your calls at 800-313-9443. Let's go quickly here to Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
Hi.
Hi.
You always hear on the media that Iran is supporting the Shiite fighters against the Sunnis. Well, the American general who's in charge of that Iranian border on C-SPAN said something really ridiculous. He said that he also is claiming that Iran is supporting their enemies militarily, quote-unquote, to keep the thing going. And if you believe that, then then I have a lot of other questions for this general.
Of which, by the way, Fred, you'll never be able to ask, and they're never asked by the media, and really, they never really drill anybody on it, and they always give people a pass.
Yeah, and have we ever heard a single person in the area talk in their own words how they feel or why they are acting a certain way? Any Iraqi or Iranian average person? Have we heard that? No, we only hear. If there is a story about the Iranians, it's always a prepackaged answer to a question. It's never an interview or town meeting or anything like that.
Right, right. Is there anything specifically that you want to ask Alan Watt?
I mean, you're talking about so many things. I guess what's going to happen with, the way the media is run in the future, how will the regionalization of the world, if it comes about or if it's desired, how will that affect how the news is covered?
It won't be much different than the way it is right now. You have, we are already global. The only reason that they sometimes hoist the flag is when you're paying money to keep an army somewhere to fight the final battles for globalism. We're already global, and everything is going electronic, and you'll find they've already set up the main filtering agencies to cover the Internet and some of the 10 regions of the world. And I know that because they bombard my firewall every day, and you can get their addresses off them. They're authorized to be there by the United Nations. They have the ability to go into anyone's computer. No program that you buy can keep them out. That's by law. And so we're already global. So all the media in the world gets filtered through two or three main channels, which are really one, the routers and so on. Good
so
name, router, a router.
You have like a multidisciplinary expertise in the workings of this. I mean,
yes.
It's amazing. There's so few who do. I'm listening very intently. I have a concept, and John, I have this concept, and I want to bounce this off of Alan and see what he has to say about it. I believe that there is a technique or a trend to create an artificial reality.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to work with everyone every time, or it doesn't have to work all the time with everyone, but statistically it seems to be being pushed on people. And the odd thing about it is that very smart people are actually quite susceptible to it.
Yes, the thing is, it's the virtual reality, and it's in all the big business magazines, how they're going to create virtual business meetings where you won't leave your home. This is all to lead literally to a brain chip. This is a fact. It's not fantasy. The cell phone was at the start to get you talking to people, to voiceless or faceless people through the ether. That was the start of it that Marshall McLuhan talked about back in the 60s, who worked for the big boys too, how to alter perceptions. Now they're putting in all these connections in buses in Boston and other places to encourage people to get out their cars. And so you'll have maybe 40 people in a bus all talking on their cell phones to people you can't see. However, they won't turn and talk to the real person next
mm-hmm.
to them.
Oh, that's
just to
incredible.
Get you out of
yeah.
reality into this ether world of abstract voices.
Right. And what about our elections, too? And also, what about the French elections where... And, John, there seemed to be some sort of counterpart to this VNS over there in France. There was a little blurb at the bottom of the screen where, you know, it seemed to indicate results furnished by such and such a company for three networks over in France. And it seems as though if you can do it here by media, you can steal elections over there or anywhere else.
Yeah, hang on a second. We're up against the break here. My guest today, Alan Watt. The phone number is 800-313-9443. Fred, hang on a second. We'll address some of the things that you have brought up, and we'll do that right after this short break for the network.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, and Fred, hang on a second here, because what we were, I pulled up something here that I mentioned a few days ago, and Alan, this did not hit, any medias here in the United States. We had the great queen over here the other day, a lot of pomp and ceremony. We're going to have Tony Blair. He's giving up the ghost sometime in June. He has his hand-picked successor for the Labour Party. But in the BBC News, as the dear queen is over here visiting our king, the BBC News put out on their internet sites that the U.S. and EU agree to a single market. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at the summit in Washington. Alan, did you hear any of this up there in Canada?
Yeah, I did. But it's not really a new signature to it. It's just an update to something which they'd already signed back with President Wilson not long ago. That's how far back this goes, you know, this part of it, yeah. They said that once they united Europe, and then they were beginning or almost completing the stage of the unification of the Americas, then they would create a trans-America-Britain treaty as well. Yeah. So that was written about back in 1920.
Fred, you'd brought up a lot of subjects. Is there anything that you want us to concentrate on or any questions or anything?
Well, you have an excellent show today, and I just wanted to say that my concept was not really, what is going on is not specifically about virtual reality, but more of a artificial reality. I call it AR, and it would be concerning, like, social psychology, because we have perceptions that are molded constantly, and we do not have any defense against this molding of our perceptions.
Well, you do in some respect, and I'm in full agreement with you, Fred, that yes, we have been, our minds have been molded as clay, as Mr. Rockefeller once proudly announced. We have had a dumbing down effect through the controlled medias. The only thing that really stifles that is free speech, internet programs such as this, but we're not mainstream reaching or have the ability to reach the majority of the American people in a radio audience venue. And that is sad. And of course, that's exactly the way they want it. And as far as they're concerned that, well, a few networks, little networks out here, you know, that relieves the steam. People are talking. They think things are getting done. In the meantime, we're just cutting through with what we plan to do, and it's an accelerated rate. Hey, Fred, I thank you
for your
call. Appreciate it. Alan, this has been in the works for many, 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 many years. I remember 10, 12, 13 years ago talking about this, and, well, the media's response to anybody that was bringing up anything of this nature, well, you were just wild-eyed conspiracy nuts, or you're anti, that was a favorite, you're anti-government. I'm not anti-government. We need government in large populated societies and countries. Otherwise, it would be just anarchy, or it'd be Stone Age, and we'd be living out of caves, whatever the case may be. Organized societies need form of governments. And I do believe that we had one of the best forms of government that was ever put together by the hand of man. And if they would have stayed the course on that, well, that's if they would have stayed the course on it, we would not be having 1/100th of the problems we're having right now. But this has been an ongoing program for them, and they are just about ready to sew it up.
This is the final push right now, actually. People think, you see, in short-term projects, the average person thinks that way, because they only plan what they can do in their lifetime, and even that they're not sure of. So it's hard for them to imagine that there are families and big, powerful organizations and foundations which plan things intergenerationally, hundreds of years down the road. And that's the problem. We see the end of one thing happening and everybody worries about it, not realizing that the big boys are already introducing the new at the same time. They're constantly changing, upgrading us towards a particular plan. So the end of the independent American countries, that's only one phase of this whole thing. As they're doing that, then they're bringing us down all globally down to a common level into habitat areas where there's to be no private property according to the UN's own agenda, no private vehicles either. And then, of course, will come down the elimination of the population rate. No more picking your partner and deciding to have an offspring. They're going to fulfill their whole agenda over a few generations.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. Hey, Alan. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I just want to know what Alan's intake on the election in France with Nicolas Sarkozy.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask. Go ahead.
Yes, it seems, you know, I'm not French, and seeing if I was from France, I'd be a Frenchman, and I'd probably want to a French president governing my affairs, you know, because they're French and, you know, we have something in common. We have a common bond there. But they elected a Hungarian Jewish man. And not to say that he's a bad man, but, I mean, why would a society that, you know, elect somebody that wasn't like them or wasn't for them or was for... Because he's If you read what he's doing, he's his cabinet. He's getting people from Israel in his cabinet to direct a the French people, and he's importing people from out of the country to direct the French people. And it seems to me that these people aren't getting it, or they want to get what they get.
Number one, no one elects who they think they elect today. We get whoever has been decided that we're going to get, and that goes for every country. And it's been like that for a long, long time. The problem with Europe, and it's shortly to become the same here, is that once you amalgamate into a union, then you can get a person from Paraguay, for instance, being the president of Canada or the U.S., because they'll all be American then, you see. And then anyone already in Europe who has a dual citizenship can come outside of that union and also apply to run as a president. So the whole world, we're going to see our share of the same thing here, too. Yeah. But the people don't elect them. There hasn't been a genuine election for about 100 years.
But the people are falling for it regardless if there's a general election or not. The mainstream media or whatever the case may be over there is leading the people on like a master leading their dog on a leash.
Yeah, and that's the job of the mainstream media. You'll find most of the leaders there in the mainstream are members of the European branches of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, or CFR, same thing. And it's a global network that you have. The media's job is to pacify the sheep, keep them in the sheep pen, and help them guide them into the next sheep pen when required.
That's a good description.
You'll find that most of these. You see, once you become a journalist, you get a license, and if you don't play the game, your license is gone, and so you're told what to do. You're a prostitute, and they know it too. I've had many of them admit it to me. Yeah.
So there's like I just watched this debate they had in Oxford, England, about AIPAC in America and how nobody talks about AIPAC, and it's like this hidden role. And they had Norman Finkelstein and some other dignitaries from America talking about it. Mm-hmm. And Norman Finkelstein said that, you know, we're in Oxford, England, we're talking about AIPAC, about not being able to talk about AIPAC in the United States, because it's a golden rule that you can't talk about AIPAC. Yeah. You probably know it. That's the American Israeli Political Action Committee. And The whole thing is that there's certain subjects that, you know, that the media can't talk about because they don't want us to learn. And I think with the internet, I kind of have a faith in because I think these elitists are scared of the common man. I think that's one thing.
Well, what you have going right back to the times of H.G. Wells, remembering that he was an authorized propagandist for this whole world agenda. He was picked for the Secret Service of Britain, which is a really elite group above even MI6. And he was a propagandist with a massive team of propagandists working under him. And he said in his own writings, I mean, most of Wells's books were non-fiction. We know him for the fictional works, but most of them were non-fiction. He was also a founding member of the Fabian Society, which was a supposedly for the left wing, although it was chartered by the Queen, you know, given a royal charter to exist, because they own all sides. And Wells himself wrote a book on the peoples and species and types of peoples who will be allowed to come into the new age, the new era. And he said amongst the higher quality British people, and some of the American ones with British descendancy, he said that they will also bring in many Jews, because on a Darwinian principle, they've proved that they could come through many countries, many years of persecution, and prosper through their intellect, and therefore they would be used heavily eventually as sort of world managers in the civil service class. So whenever these guys write about their agenda, you can take it to the bank, because they mean what they say, and they always do what they say.
And they're doing a good job at what they're doing. You got to almost take your hat off to these people.
Well, you do. I mean, if you're for world conquest and elite and being separate from the rest of the planet and humanity, you absolutely have to tip your hat to them because they have done an outstanding job and they've been laboring for hundreds and hundreds of years doing it.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Jeff. All right. Yeah, on the subject here of Sarkozy, you know, Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffian, in a recent book, wrote a form letter to Mr. Sarkozy that basically he said, you will inherit a France made of crystal. He said you'll need to handle it with care. And on some fronts, he's got a lot of people confused, Alan, because he's into, apparently, he introduced stricter immigration laws that led to the deportation of tens of thousands of immigrants. But then at the same breath, in a speech that he gave, he's admonishing the United States not to go against the global warming thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they play these games. You know, they play to the crowd and they play to the balcony at the same time. That's a good politician. But it's just a game to them. They're told what to do. They cannot act independently or they would be Kennedy'd very quickly. So they all know what their job is. They take their orders. The guy who's the front man, the president, is never the boss. And that's the same in all high Freemasonry. It's the number two man. Number two is always the boss. And so the front guy just does what he's told. His advisors, who are unelected and all in touch with each other globally, and that's why they go along with the whole global agenda, they're the guys who make the decisions for the presidents.
It's rather fascinating to watch this come about. And what do you think on the political front here in the United States? Ron Paul recently threw his hat into the political candidacy ring for president in 2008. This is a sticky wicket for the Republican Party, is most certainly the Democrats here in this country, because as you look at the parties, on the core main issues, there's no variance.
No.
But we'll play political games with wealth redistribution, and it doesn't matter on what side of the aisle it is. Many people in this country are confused. They think Republicans, oh, they're for big business. Well, yeah, but the Democrats aren't too far behind that. And it's an interesting mix of socialism and communism and the hijacked Democrat Party versus neocon Republican Party. What we're seeing forming in here in the United States is a very interesting mix of socialism. Well, that's been going on for a long time. But we also have what Benito Mussolini called corporatism. That is going on, most assuredly. We have a guy that pops up and says, I'm going to run for president. And I don't know if you were able to see this debate either as it was carried live on MSNBC or on the web. But, Alan, this guy, he is not only a danger to the Republican Party, because I watched very intently as he mentioned, the first time he mentioned the Constitution, it was like, oh, here we go. All of the heads of the other candidates cranked almost as it was pulled by a string to look at Mr. Ron Paul. Now, he smashed these guys into debates. Now, the online news services, Yahoo, it doesn't matter who it is, a lot of them left them off of their sites, but he just hammered everybody there. He took the debate by storm. He's got another one coming up here in, I think, just 4 days. As he is continued to be included in these debates, he's pointing to the Republican Party that they are an embarrassment to this country, its founding documents. What's your take on Ron Paul? Have you given that much thought, Alan?
I'm always wary. I don't know enough about him, but I know I'm always wary about leaders, especially champions, because back in the early 1900s, Britain wrote books, manual books, on how to give the public their leaders for all sides. And the diplomatic corps were taught these strategies of provocateur, etc. These were training manuals. I have some of them here. So, they said we'll always give the people their leaders who will say all the right things and, of course, always do the opposite once they're in power. So I can't really say until the man actually gets somewhere.
Well, I understand. Well, he's been a congressman for a number of years. He was known as, and he's a medical doctor by training, and he was known on the Hill as Dr. No. And he's made it quite clear that he's against the UN agenda. When one of the first questions that would ask of him in the debate was about the IRS, he said within a week it'd be gone.
Yep.
So, but if you look at the guy's voting record, it's one thing for politicians to get coiffured and suited up and have their script writers and be prepped for debates or whatever. But this guy speaks from the heart, and he speaks by experience. But more importantly, his track record is the one that supports who he is.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, Professor Carol Quigley, in his book Tragedy and Hope, and he goes into it deeper in his other book, which is into the Anglo-American establishment. He said that there's an organization, he says, that's existed for over 50 years, that was written in the 60s, who have picked, basically run the U.S. since that time, and they choose the presidents and the top cabinet members. It doesn't matter about the lesser ones down below. They are allowed to have competitions between themselves, but it says they always put their own people in at the top. So I don't believe there is any democracy at all. I don't believe that at all.
Well,
it's gone. It's gone.
Well, democracy.
That's an illusion for the public to keep them voting.
Well, and if all things being equal, I guess, coming from the standpoint of having a constitutionally limited republic, I guess the next step would be democracy. And if you're saying that's gone.
Well, Wilson said it in the 1920s.
All right. Hang on a second, Alan. We've got to take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
democracy dead? You know, I've often asked this question, Mr. Watt, on this very program. Why is it that our politicians in Washington, D.C. and our presidents refer to this country as the greatest democracy, which was the bane to a limited republic? Because in democracies, as we know, if you can convince 51% of the people through the mouthpieces, the politicians, the talking heads and the media, editorial writers, you name it, foundations, people of wealth and influence, well, if you can convince 51% of the people that the other 49% have to go, hey, well, there's your democracy.
Mm-hmm. And as I say, Wilson, at the time when they first came out with this transatlantic agreement, part one, that was just completed, he was the first one, first American to use that term about America. It called it a democracy. And it's been, of course, reiterated many, many, many times to alter the people's perception of what they actually had. And it's been very successful with most people. But the fact is, as far as electing people go, as I say, the elections are total frauds. We're not dealing with people at the top who play fair. They play a system of pretense and fairness, and that's the illusion that we must believe. We are already under an intellectual elite's agenda where they plan everything for us through think tanks, etc., and all the foundations pick the members. And as Quigley said, they decide who they're going to put in. And whoever they put in has been well-trained and vetted for their position years in advance before the public even hear their names.
Right.
So there's no such thing as fairness when it comes to voting.
Well, and I put it this way. Lance, hang on a second. I'll get to your call here before the top of the hour. But I put it this way. It's like watching American baseball. We're the home team, and we hit the field, and we're playing strictly by a set of rules, only to discover that we're getting our butts kicked inning after inning, and nobody discovers that the other side is playing by a different, completely different set of rules.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly how it is. We're kept truly like children. We're trained like children today. They've taken critical thinking, teaching, and logic out of the schools. They should teach the courses in that. The children are given minimal education. In fact, they're given a social indoctrination to accept those things which they will see into coming into existence in their lifetime. So they're sitting ducks for the high manipulators and the media. The other side don't play by fairness. They never, ever had. I still laugh when he talked about the British sporting attitude. And when he knocked his opponent down, he'd help him up. That was a great myth. That was a fantastic myth, that one. Because when he had him down, no, he'd put the bayonet at him and finish him off. That's the reality of it.
Let's go quickly to Lance in Tennessee. Hello, Lance.
I've got a question for Alan.
Yes, sir.
I can believe to a point what you say about the quote-unquote big boys and, like, everybody running, you know, a certain group of people running everything. You know, it's a good point. But when you start talking about how eventually, like, it will get to a point where they'll pick our mates for us, and we won't have any say for that. Like, I just don't understand how they would go about doing this, especially with thousands of years of literature on love and soulmates and ingrained into our culture and in our beliefs from almost since birth. And I just don't understand how any people, any sort of elite class, any kind of government that they run, can turn such a belief system around in such a short period of time that they need to do, even over a course of hundreds of years, like you say.
Yeah. Lance, hang on 1 second. We'll have to carry you through the top of the hour break. Mr. Alan Watt, please stand by. We'll continue this conversation with our guest. Second hour coming up.